Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Gasper and Murray have scorching hot takes, twisting your mind with Pat Celtics and Bays. They'll also talk socks and out of town fame. Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper
and Murray.
Gasper
and Murray.
Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper
and Murray.
Gasper
and Murray.
I feel your disappointment, Boston. You know why? Gasper and Murray is one of my favorite programs, too. I love this show. And there is no Gasper and Murray today. I mean, there is, in the sense that it's Saturday 11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
But no Big Jim. No Chris Gasper. It's kind of like a Patriots bye week. It's a mini bye week. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're not here.
I thought they were associated like the bye week, and that's why. Well, okay, go ahead.
It's a mini bye. So you get Matt McCarthy and Leroy Irvin in for Gasper and Murray today. 617-779-0985. What's up, Leroy? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. God is good. I had some things happen in my life this week that are all positive. So I'm in a very good mood. Very good mood. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm in a good mood. You know why?
Why?
Patriots won on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Patriots won on Thursday night. Big win for the Celtics last night. That was one of the most enjoyable moments I've had as a Celtics fan in quite some time.
Mm.
We have the Sports Hub Celtics show coming up at 12 o'clock. We can take your thoughts on them before that, too. 617-779-0985. But I got a lot of thoughts on that. A really good win for the Celtics last night.
Yep.
I would say a good win for the Patriots on Thursday night. I know it's the Falcons. I know they blow. They're a complete disaster. I don't know if they're a disaster worthy of Thursday night football or if Thursday night football is a disaster worthy of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm not sure which way it is, but here's what I know. That's a good win for the Patriots on Thursday. That is a good win. And here's why, Leroy.
Why is that?
They're firmly in the mix.
Oh, yeah.
They are firmly in the mix in the AFC. And what more could you ask for as a Patriots fan? They are 7-4, entering the meat of their schedule, the most important four games on their schedule this year. And think about where they were, say, 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, there were some moments this year where this season was teetering, where it could have gone either way at a few different points. How about that Houston game? In the middle of that Houston game, you're like, oh, man.
Right.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I mean, is this going to be 2020 all over again? How about after Dallas when they give up the 3rd and 24? They lose that game in overtime, a game they should have won.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Chargers game? Make some big plays on defense. You lose that game, what are you, 3-5? The season could completely go in a different way. And it didn't, and here you are. And that is outstanding. And I don't know what more you could ask for as a Patriots fan. They're here, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the mix. And there were times this year where I wondered if they would be in the mix. No, they firmly are in the mix in the AFC. It's a good win for the Pats on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. What is it, the Bills and the Colts this weekend? I'm going to be watching that game really, really close, hoping that the Bills lose. But, yeah, I agree with you, man. I think most Patriots fans agree with you also. It's a very, very good feeling. I'm with you. I don't care that it was the Falcons. I really don't. They were on the schedule. That's who they had to play. And they won, but they shut them out. And that was, you know, like they should have. You know what I mean? Not only a win, but they were very, very dominant. I do hear around the city what the complaints are about the team, which is you still got a lot of people who are not Mac Jones in the passing game. They're not fans of that. And to some degree, I do understand. I get it. But I would like to remind people, Mac Jones is a rookie. Why are we holding him like we? It's just like, you know, everyone's so critical of this guy as if he's a veteran or he's been in the league, you know, even if it was his second year. It's not. It's his first season, and he's doing a pretty, pretty good job. Is he the best thing since sliced bread? Is he Tom Brady's replica? We don't know. But being a rookie, being in the position that he is, coming after Tom Brady, coming after Cam Newton, more so Tom Brady, y'all know the deal. That shadow's going to be over this team for a long time. For him to be the way that he is, I absolutely love it. And I've heard other people say this. When he gets hit, you see him pop right back up, gets the team together. All right, come on, let's go. I love that because everybody's not built that way. Everyone's not built that way. But you got to give credit where credit is due. Matt, I think you would agree. We got to give a standing no to the defense. Defense, defense, defense. They have held it down in the running game. That's where, that's the team, that's who they've become. That's their identity right there.
So you're sold on the defense.
Oh, I am. Oh, God, please don't tell me you're not.
Not necessarily.
Wow.
Not necessarily. Not yet. Not yet.
What's
Here's
it
why.
Take?
Here's why.
Okay.
In this run, you've beaten the Jets.
Yep.
21st ranked offense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers, 25th. Falcons, 27th. So I'm not 100%. They're saying, like, they're one of the best units in the NFL. I need to see it against a better offense. Chargers put up 24 on them. They've got the 10th ranked offense. Now, they made big plays in that game. Mm-hmm. I thought that was an overall good defensive performance for them. So I'm not trying to crap all over this defense. I'm just saying I'm not 100% sold. Like, if you get into a shootout, are you going to be able to, you know, make enough stops in that? Let's just say you run into the, you know, the Bills or the Chiefs or whatever. I mean, you're going to play the Bills twice. Ask me after the Bills game. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Okay, okay.
I still have concerns about this pass defense. I do. The front seven, I think I will take that away. That's legit. Mm-hmm. That's legit from what you've seen in these last four or five games. Whether you're playing the Falcons, the Jets, the Panthers, bad offenses in there. But I think the front seven, the steps they've taken forward, I think those steps are legitimate. I think Hightower's finding his game. I think Van Noy's finding his game. I think Barmore is a monster. I think Matt Judon is a game wrecker. So that, I think, is legitimate. I don't know if they're an elite unit yet. I can't say that based on the competition that they faced here. I do think you need to keep that in context and keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not here to crap all over the defense. The defense has been good, and I think there are some things you really can take away. But let's just pump the brakes on saying they're the best unit in the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like, I mean, I heard J.C. Jackson saying that this week. Like, I think, you know, we're one of the best units in, you know, in the league, and I'm paraphrasing.
Uh-huh.
Let me just see it against the Bills. Let me just see it against offenses that aren't the Jets, the Panthers, and the Falcons.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, there are things that you've you can absolutely take away. And you know, I mean, the Browns, I should check and see where they rank. They have to be, you know, top half of the league offensively. So, I mean, that's good. That's legit. That performance, absolutely. But I guess I'm just saying, pump the brakes just a little bit on this defense. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a smidge.
I understand that, and I get it. Where I'm coming from with it, despite who they've played, Jets, Falcons, whoever, I'm looking at it more so as a momentum type thing. You use opponents like that who
Absolutely.
Are weak, who are trash, and you use opponents like that to kind of build momentum. They're very all athletes for the most part are very emotional people. And if you can get them, I mean, if you can get it going against these weak teams, that's what they're there for. So, yes, I will wait and see. I do agree with you. I have the right to change my mind. I do agree with you to some degree that, you know, let's see them against the Bills. That's a high-powered offense. Let's see them against them, and then we'll talk.
You said that the Patriots dominated Thursday night, and I'm paraphrasing there. You did use the word dominance.
Okay.
I'm going to push back on that just a little bit. That was a 13-0 game late. You know, Josh Rosen throws the pick. Mm-hmm. Former Red Sox farmhand Felipe Franks throws another pick. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's 25-0. That game was closer on the scoreboard than you... Now, I agree it was never close because the Falcons were never, ever going to put up anything, any type of threat offensively. But offensively for the Patriots, I don't think there were many style points in that game. Do you hold style points against this team?
No. I don't.
I don't either.
I'm all like, just get the win. Just win. And you know what the moment was that had me, that was encouraging? It was when Mac Jones threw the interception. The defense came on, did what they had to do, and then the offense came out, and they weren't down about it. I just thought that was impressive, especially being led by a young quarterback in Mac Jones. So, I don't know. Maybe I was a little bit too impressed with that, and it comes off as a dominant. It's a dominant win on paper as far as 25-0. Performance? No, I don't think anybody would say it was a dominant performance, but they did what they needed to do, and they got it done. So I'm happy with that.
You could hold style points against them offensively. I just won't. Mm. I won't. Mm. You won't. And I don't think you should. You know, this is not the Tom Brady era, as you alluded to, Leroy. Mm-hmm. If that were a Tom Brady-led team, yeah, I'd hold style points against them. You know, in a wretched team against the Falcons, you should have been better. You know, you should have had the game in hand far sooner than you did. All right. But this team, this Patriots team, I don't think they're good enough for style points to matter. Mm. They're built to win ugly, in fact. So I understand that. I don't think they're going to win games in a consistently, aesthetically pleasing manner. That's just not the way they're meant to win. That's not the way they're built to win. Mm-hmm. Not to mention... It's Thursday night, and it's on the road. That is not a good spot. Mm. Whether it's against a good team or a bad team or a wretched team like the Atlanta Falcons. And my God, are they wretched. They blow.
Yeah, they're bad.
No style points for this one. No, throw that out the window. Frankly, I would say in the vast majority of the games this year, I would say style points, I don't really care about it. Jets, yeah, I care about style points against the Jets. And maybe the Panthers, just because Sam Darnold stinks. But other than that, a win's a win, plain and simple. Like, week 18 against the Dolphins, no style points there for me. I don't give a damn about style points. And I sure as hell don't give a damn about style points on Thursday night on the road. Mm-hmm. In a game that you need to have, and you got it. So how do you feel about the Patriots? 617-779-0985. You should feel good about this team. How far can they go?
Ooh.
Start asking that question next. Matt McCarthy, Leroy Irvin, in for Gasper and Murray today.
Chris Gasper, Big Jim Murray, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people. Great service since 1928.
Chris Gasper and Big Jim Murray.
Give me fuel, give me fire.
Give me that which I desire.
It's Gasper and Murray, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I thought they were going to roll and win by 10 or 11. They won by 25 tonight.
And another kneel down
by
Matt
down.
Jones.
Patriots are 7-4. Getting ready to host the number one seed in 2 weeks.
And meanwhile, there is a throng of Patriot fans below our booth to our right celebrating. They came to this game in Atlanta, and the Patriots keep rolling.
7-4 and firmly in the mix in the AFC. It's Gasper and Murray, Matt McCarthy, Leroy Irvin in for the guys. 617-779-0985. So now you have to ask the question, Leroy. How do you feel about the status of this team, and how far do you feel they can go? Because they are firmly, squarely in the mix in the AFC. They're absolutely in the mix in the AFC East. You could argue they should win the AFC East, and I don't think a lot of people would have made that argument entering this year. Based on what we've seen from Buffalo and what you've seen from the Patriots, yeah, they it feels like they should win the East. So let's just get it out of the way. Are they a legitimate Super Bowl contender or a contender to go to the Super Bowl? Let's just put it that way.
Yes.
They are.
I'm not hesitating. Yes.
Why?
Because I've watched them. I don't think there's a team in the AFC that they can't compete with. Doesn't mean that they won't, that they'll win. I'm not saying that they're guaranteed to win, but they do. Yeah, I think the Super Bowl is, that's within reach. Every game we've watched so far, they've competed. They've been there. There were games where I thought it was going to be a straight up blowout. Cowboys, Bucks, both were losses, but they competed. I was shocked. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Leroy loves the moral victories. Yeah, Patriots 7-4, but 9-2 with moral victories.
No, it's not just that. Okay, let's just say they are moral victories. But then at the same time, I've watched them improve. And then I've looked at other teams. You already mentioned the Bills. They've done some stuff. They what was it? The Jags they lost to?
Yep.
Seven to six. Yeah, they're a very good team.
9-6, I think. Yeah.
Good team, but I'm not scared. Titans. Derrick Henry out. Yep. I'm not scared. Chiefs looking better, but they're not what they used to be for some reason. I'm not scared. Who is Baltimore? I'm not scared.
You can beat them.
Yeah. So why not? Why not? Super Bowl.
They're not a Super Bowl contender in the traditional sense, in the sense that we've been used to over the course of the last 20 years. And yes, they absolutely could win the Super Bowl type of thing. But you're spot on, Leroy. Mm. There is not an elite team in the AFC. And the Patriots aren't an elite team, but I don't know if anybody else is. I still think Kansas City is a bit of the wild card. If they figure it out,
right.
They have more talent than just about anybody else. But the Bills, please. They're still the Bills. They'll always be the Bills. Mm. I don't need any other logic than that. They're the Buffalo Bills. The Ravens, you can beat them. The Titans... No Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill is your quarterback. I think they're a well-coached team. Their defense has been better, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. There is no elite team in the AFC. And I have heard for a number of weeks now these kind of veiled comparisons to 2001, right?
Oh, I was looking that up on my phone.
Don't tell me you were doing that.
I was.
I hate the 2001 comparisons.
Why?
I hate the 2000. Absolutely. That was a special year. You can't just say, well, 2001. It's one of the laziest takes we've had around here for a long, long time.
Well, let me be clear on what I was looking up as far as 2001, because I saw earlier in the week there was a comparison between Brady and Mac Jones and just what their performance was like through the first seven games.
Which, by the way, I think is the dumbest discussion we've ever had. Well, let's compare Mac Jones this year to Tom Brady in 2001. Stop it. Stop it. Don't go down that
road.
You're
not really comparing. You're not saying, oh, they can get it done this year because this happened in 2001. You only look at 2001 as it has happened before. That's all. That's it. Not that the two teams are anywhere close to each other. It's just an example of how a quarterback who's new to it all doesn't put up gaudy numbers but has a great defense. Really good coach, and somehow they made it happen, and they got to the Super Bowl and won. And then you just look at the comparisons that way. Only that don't lose hope type of mentality. Listen, just because we have a rookie quarterback who doesn't put up these huge numbers, but he takes care of the ball, we have what looks like a great defense with perhaps the best coach in football history – We've seen it happen before in NFL history, so why not again this season? That's all it is.
Yeah, I still think you're underselling like the 2001 defense. Ty Law, Lawyer Malloy, Teddy Bruschi, Mike Vrabel, Willie McGinnis,
yeah.
Ted Johnson, right. Rookie Richard Seymour, like a bunch of great veterans on that defensive line. I think this is a good unit. I'm not ready to go there yet. Here is the only place. Here is the only place where I will accept a 2001 comparison. Because mm-hmm. I just look at Mac Jones compared to Tom Brady. Just stop. In 2001, there were no elite teams in the AFC. Pittsburgh was the best team in the AFC. They had the best record. Cordell Stewart was their quarterback.
Yeah,
they were deeply flawed. Deeply flawed. Uh-huh. So that's where I will accept the comparisons. In the fact that, yeah, there are some years where there just is not an elite team mm-hmm. in a certain conference, a certain division, what have you, certain league. I think the American League was like that in baseball this year. There are just some certain years where there are no elite teams in a certain conference. And I think that is this year. So a team with a good defense, with a good coach, and a quarterback who is playing within the system, doesn't do too much. Can you win with that formula in a year like this? Yes, I think you can.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'd pick them. I'd still probably pick Kansas City just based on talent, based on the fact that they've been there and they've done that,
mm-hmm.
even though they've had tons of problems this year. But if you want to make one comparison, one little takeaway from 2001, it's that in a certain year, if there are no elite teams in a conference, a team with this type of makeup can rise above the pack. Yes, the Patriots can do that.
It's weird with this team, with the Patriots team. If they make it to the playoffs and they lose, nobody would really be surprised. But if they go to the Super Bowl, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't be surprised. And it goes back to all the points you just gave. It's like nobody's really that great in the AFC. And again, I'm stuck on the 2001. I would take the 2001 defense over this defense any day of the week. Absolutely. I would take Tom Brady over Mac Jones. Absolutely. It's just, I believe the argument for me when I do the comparison is simply that it's been done before. That's it. That's all.
We got one open phone line right now. Grab it. 617-779-0985. Dan's in the car. You're going to lead us off today. Matt McCarthy, Leroy Irvin in for Gasper and Murray. Hey, Dan.
What's up, boys? Great to hear you guys talk about the Pats. Love it when you guys are on the air together.
Thanks.
We're not replicating the past 20 years, obviously. I mean, we're the luckiest fan base in sports right now, but guys, I got to be honest. The way the team finds a way to win, you know, over the past five games, there's parity every week. It's refreshing, and we need to maybe temper our expectations a little bit about the Super Bowl and just, you know, really enjoy how this team's operating right now. Like I said, they find a way to win every week, whether the defense steps up and Mac Jones just manages the games. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, Dan, I mean, I'm enjoying it because, as I said, there were times this year where it felt like this thing could go sideways,
mm-hmm.
where it felt like this thing could go completely in the wrong direction. Think about the Houston game. Think about right after Dallas and how you felt about the way they lost that game. Chargers game, you lose that game, you're 3-5, who the hell knows? There were times this year where you really wondered, man, are they going to contend? Are they going to contend for a playoff spot? Or are we going to deal with another horrible purgatory of a football season like last year? There were times this year where you questioned it. And if you didn't question it, maybe you got more blind faith than me. I questioned it. I think the vast majority of rational people out there questioned it.
Yeah.
Now you're 7-4. You're firmly in the mix in a conference that doesn't have an elite team. I'm not picking them to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not, I think it's still, I guess, a little, not to say a little ridiculous, but they're right in it.
Yeah.
They're right in it.
Yeah.
What more could you want? What more could you ask for?
Right. And I think you got to be clear. The question was, are they going to the Super Bowl?
I don't think they are.
It was, can they?
Yes.
I know it's a little change with words here and there, but that's very important. And can they? I don't think it's outrageous to say, yeah.
Yeah.
I also like with the caller, he reminded me of something that I wanted to say earlier, but he touched on it. Another reason why I have confidence in this team being able to do the unthinkable, is we've seen them win different types of ways. All right, well, passing game isn't working. Well, we'll run the ball down your throat. Running game, everyone's dropping the ball, acting a little funny, or we're in a shootout. Oh, we can do a shootout with you, too.
I'm not necessarily sure they can win a shootout. I think their path to victory is still a little bit narrow. I think it still has to be in kind of an ugly fashion. I'll disagree with you on this.
Well, I agree about that, but we've seen them win different. All right, offense isn't clicking. Defense holds it down. You know what I mean? It's just multiple situations, multiple games that I've seen the scenario looks very different. And somehow, some way, like the caller says, they figure out a way. I mean, a lot of credit you got to give to Bill Belichick and the coaching staff. But it's been fun to watch, but it also shows that they're willing to switch it up and do what needs to be done to win. To win. And that has been multiple things. Run, pass, defense, whatever they got to do, they can do it.
Firmly in the mix, and that's all you can ask for. 617-779-0985. It's Gasper and Murray, Matt McCarthy, and Leroy Irvin in for the guys today.
That's an aberration, which I freely admit.
It's Gasper and Murray.
I'm drunk, you're gross, let's go.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
This is 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds like fact, not opinion to me.
This is Gasper and Murray on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No Gasper, no Murray today. You got Matt McCarthy, Leroy Irvin filling in. Got the Celtics show coming up at noon, though. If you got any thoughts on the Celtics, we will certainly be taking those. But we've been heavy Pats for the most of the first hour here, and we'll continue that with your calls. John's in Mansfield. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I just want to say that this does more compare to the 2001 team, as in they control the ball so well, they eat up so much clock, and that was the goal when they first got Brady. They didn't know what they had in Brady. But they had such a balanced offense that it gave the defense the break they needed, and the special teams this year is pinning people so well that this defense is able to just unleash, you know, hell on everybody, and it seems to be just perfectly balanced.
Yeah, John, I guess I'm just not entirely convinced this defense is as good as the 2001 Patriots, and when I say entirely convinced, it's not. Plain and simple, it's not. I'm not entirely convinced that this defense is truly elite. They have looked very good for the last 4 or 5 weeks, really since the Dallas game. Dallas game was a turning point, but I still think you can attack that secondary. I do. Maybe I'm, you know, hung up on the Stephon Gilmore thing. Mm. I think there, you might eventually run into a team that's going to expose you in the secondary. But what I do think is legitimate from these last 4 or 5 games, the steps forward that the front seven has taken. Hightower's finding his game again, yes. Coming back from last year. Mm-hmm. Van Noy's getting drug tested because he played so well. Barmore is a monster. That is a significant development for them. Barmore's a monster. What a great draft pick. And Matt Judon's a game wrecker. Mm-hmm. So I do think the front seven and the steps forward that they've taken, that's legitimate. I'm just not necessarily convinced this defense is elite as a whole.
See, I'm over here trying to figure out how to get you to come on over to this side.
Well, I can't because I've seen, but, It's one thing to eat up Sam Darnold and the New York Jets, okay? Uh-huh. And the Falcons, who are wretched. Let me see it against the Bills.
Think of it like this, and maybe tell me if you agree. Do you agree that the philosophy this season is the same, or it's familiar to that 2001 run?
Sure, but I also think it's familiar to teams that want to win on the defensive side of the ball and have a young quarterback. Like, so I don't think it's like entirely unique to 2001.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say that they want to win by managing the game and, you know, playing ball possession and, you know, and winning on defense and being able to run the football? Yes, but do we have to make comparisons to 2001 to do that? Can we just say that that's a style of play in the NFL that, by the way, I don't know is as effective as it was 20 years ago?
Right, right.
I still think you can win that way. I just think it's far less common than it was, say, 20 years ago. I think it was much easier to win that way 20 years ago than it is to win that way in 2021 in the NFL. Would you agree that's fair?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I think a lot of people are looking at it and making the comparison because they see a young quarterback. So you had a young quarterback in Brady, Mac. No one's saying they're the same players or even close to each other. Just young and new. But then the common denominator in both situations, 2001 and today, is Bill Belichick. And I think that's why people are making the comparison to that team.
Michael's in Taunton. You're up next. Matt McCarthy and Leroy Irvin. Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey. Yeah, I want to talk about New England. It's been a fascinating year because a lot of people initially thought they might take a few years to rebuild, and already they're on a winning streak and probably going to be back in the playoffs. So I think a number of reasons why they're on a winning streak is not only because the AFC is, like, open this year, but I think there's been a lot of lame duck coaching that Belichick has taken advantage of, not to take anything away from what he and his staff have done. Kudos to them. It'll be interesting to see how far they can go this year.
You should always have the coaching advantage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And that was what was so frustrating about last year is even though they did not have a great roster, you felt like, okay, did we overrate the coaching advantage of Bill Belichick for a long time? And I think there were, you know, certain points earlier this year when you're, you know, fumbling games away against Miami and, you know, you're on the verge of losing to Houston. And you're like, oh, hold on. I thought the coaching advantage was supposed to matter. And I mean, it's not perfect. They still have, you know, they still have situations where they can't get, you know, the number of right guys on the field. I mean, how many 12 men are we going to have? Like how many wrong personnel situations are we going to have? And I mean, the Dallas game, you lose that game, what, because you give up a 3rd and 25 and it's just, oh God, you don't go for it late, you know, 4th and 3, I think it was, in overtime after not going for it in 4th and 3 against the Bucs. I mean, it has not been perfect from Bill Belichick this year, but absolutely you should have the advantage. Absolutely you should have that advantage. And now it feels like it's starting to show a little bit, which is good because I was wondering last year where that went.
No, I'm with you. It is absolutely starting to show. Again, I mentioned this earlier, momentum. And it just feels like they've been building, even in the losses. I know there's no such thing as, you know, moral victories or whatever, but even in the losses, you said, I know I did. I was like, wait a minute, okay. They were in these games that I thought they were going to get blown out. I have to give them some credit for that. Ultimately, yes, I want the wins, but then you just saw game after game. I don't care who the competition is. At the end of the day, it is NFL competition. You can only play who's on your schedule. They've taken advantage of that, and they've looked really, really good doing that as a team. Yes, they got ups and downs. Offensively, yeah, they can be shaky. But, I mean, it's really good to see that they're playing unselfish football. I'm so glad Odell Beckham didn't work out here because that's a player you could use as an example. Like, we don't have anybody on the team who's saying, where's my touches? Or a running back saying, look, and I'm not carrying the ball enough. It feels as though the entire team is like, whatever it takes, whether I get the ball or not, whether I get the glory or not, let's get it done. And that's good.
Adam's in Sudbury. Hey, Adam.
How's it going, guys?
Hey. What's up?
So I want to talk about the Patriots. I think you guys are underselling by saying they're in the mix. I think they are the mix right now. Over the last month, I think they're scoring 35 points a game. defense is ranked number one by Pro Football Focus. Offense ranked number two. They have the highest points per yard efficiency of any team in the NFL. And, you know, I just think, what team would you take over them? They're the best road team in football right now. And I think going into the playoffs, they're arguably the most dangerous team.
Yeah, Leroy, you have a take on that?
Yeah, I think what it is, and I hate to bring up Tom Brady, but it goes back to Tom Brady being here and what we're used to seeing. And within that, we were used to seeing consistency. And so with this team, we've already said we think they can make some noise. They can make it to the Super Bowl. But I think if we saw more consistency week in and week out and we knew what we were getting, more people would jump on the duck boat of, oh, yeah, they are the cream of the crop. But I can't say that. I can't fix my mouth and say they are the team.
They're
right
not.
Now.
They're not. And they've played well over the last five games. But here's why I won't go that far. Jets, Panthers, Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to consider the competition in that context.
Yep.
So they have absolutely put themselves squarely in the mix. But to say that they're the team in the AFC,
right.
I am not ready to get that, you know, to get to that point.
Me either.
I will absolutely say that if things break their way, hell, maybe they could win the AFC.
Mm.
All right. But ask me after Titans, Bills, Colts, Bills. Particularly with one of those games being a night game in Buffalo. So ask me then. But my God, I mean, you should be excited as a Patriots fan. Yeah, there's no, yeah. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to crap all over you. I'm just saying, pump the brakes just a little bit on
just
it.
a little bit,
just a smidge.
Yeah,
let's keep this in context.
Yeah.
They're 7-4. They're squarely in the mix. What more could you want
right.
as a Patriots?
You're not
fan?
Saying jam down on the brakes and skid down the street.
No,
just pump the brakes just a little bit. You know, just a little, slow down just a little. I mean, hey, I know being a fan like we all are. I know I used to have this problem where I would get way ahead of myself because I would let the fandom take over. And as I've gotten older, I've done a better job. I've become a little bit more mature and I've been able to control my emotions. So at the same time, even though I am happy with what they're doing, I'm looking at them. At the same time, you got to mention that they did beat the Chargers. They
yep.
did beat the Browns.
Absolutely.
So,
and I mean, the Browns win is impressive yeah. on, you know, doesn't matter how you slice it.
Right.
That's impressive.
And you want to accelerate, if we're going to use car terms, you want to accelerate to, they are the team. They are it. But like you said, you got to pump the brakes, man, and just, you know, appreciate what they've done so far. Be happy about it. But like you said, Titans, Bills, Colts. Ooh, if they can just get two out of those.
You need to win two.
Yeah.
You go 3-1 in this stretch. You go 3-1 in this stretch. Yeah, maybe I'll say you're the best team in the AFC.
Mm.
Maybe I'll say that. Mm-hmm. I will add. You do that, particularly if you win at Buffalo,
right.
night game. Like, that's, you go 3-1 in this stretch. No, you're a legitimate contender.
Mm-hmm.
You've put yourself in position. But as you said, just tap the brakes
just a little bit.
You want to slam on the brakes and pull the e-brake?
Right.
Call the Adam Jones Show 6-11. I'm not here for that today. You call Jones if you
right.
feel that way.
Right.
I will not tolerate that on this program. Not on Gasper and Murray. No way. Matt McCarthy and Leroy Irvin in for Gasper and Murray. 617-779-0985. Sports Hub Celtics Show coming your way at noon. I do have one thing, though. I have one thing that upset me, Leroy.
Oh.
It was upsetting to
okay.
me. And we'll get into from the Thursday night game. It reminded me of a bad time. We'll get into that next.
Wow.
This is Gasper and Murray.
Gasper and Murray
on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
This is Chris Gasper.
I'm not the one who's red-faced and ranting, so who's the baby?
And Big Jim Murray.
Takes in your face, sports.
Gasper and Murray on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now third down and five snap. He's back in the pocket. He fires across. It's picked off by Kyle Van Noy. And he's going to take it to the right side. 20 to the 15. Outside to the 10 to the 5. Oh. And into the end zone. That is a third pick six for the Patriots in their last four games. What a way for Kyle Van Noy to punctuate a terrific evening for the Patriots number 53.
That's one of his best games as a Patriot.
So I had a little sports host PTSD the other night.
Okay.
Josh Rosen comes in the game. You are familiar, of course, with Josh Rosen.
I just know that he's not a good quarterback, but well, anyway.
Yes, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of our listeners and callers apparently don't know that. Maybe they know that now, Leroy. Maybe they know it now. Do you know how many calls we took from Patriots fans on Josh Rosen? What a hell that was. The amount of people calling in and saying, hey, they should sign Josh Rosen. They should get Josh Rosen. In the post-Tom Brady, we're searching for a quarterback purgatory borderline hell that we went through in this town, I would argue.
See, I had no idea that happened. For real?
The amount of calls we took on Josh Rosen, Leroy. Oh, my God. I actually can't believe we lowered ourselves to this level in this town. And you know who you are. You're out there. You're driving around. And if you called in on Josh Rosen, you owe me an apology. You put me through that. You put us through that. You put Boston through that. That's Josh Rosen, folks. That is Josh Rosen. And some of you, and you know who you are, don't hide. Don't hide from me. You wanted him.
Remember earlier I was talking about having my emotions in check?
Yep.
A lot of people, you know. They still struggle with that. Don't feel bad because, you know, I'm not trying to act as if I had it all together. I'm still learning. But I think what happened was a lot of people emotionally were a mess.
Yep.
After Brady left.
And they lowered themselves to that.
They were just acting out. They were calling in and just blurting out stuff, just yelling, screaming.
Disgusted, really. You wanted Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen was your answer. The amount of calls, Leroy, that we took on Josh Rosen, that guy. Ugh. Thank God they found a quarterback. Really? Can you imagine repeating that process for years and years and years? And listen, I don't know what Mac Jones's ceiling is. Mm. I don't know if he's ever going to be an all-pro, but you know what I know is he's an NFL quarterback and he belongs, and that's a hard thing to find. So the fact that the Patriots found Mac Jones saved us from more calls on players like Josh Rosen. And for that, Bill Belichick, I thank you. This is a season of being thankful. Bill, thank you. Thank you so much. You saved me and everybody, society, really, from calls about players like Josh Rosen. That's all you need to know. That pick the other night. That's who he is. He stinks. And you called me about him. Please apologize.
I just looked it up, and it says Rosen has now attempted 11 passes during three garbage time appearances for the Falcons in 2021. In that limited action, he has as many completions, two, as he has interceptions.
There's nothing more to be said. John's in the truck. Hi, John. Hi, John. Bye, John. See you later. Good call. What a good way to wrap up the first hour. Josh Rosen followed. That was the Josh Rosen of calls right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Just a whole bunch of nothingness. You people wanted him. Some of you. You know who you are. Sit there in your shame. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a quick update on the sports of headlines. When I say quick, it's going to be quick. And then we're going to come back in less than 90 seconds. There will be no commercials. And it's time for the Sports Hub Celtics show. And I thought that was a very enjoyable experience as a Celtics fan last night.
Let's talk about it.
There's some good stuff to dive into with the Celtics. The first really, I think, feel-good moment of this year for the Celtics. I hope there are more. I'm not necessarily convinced there will be many more, but I hope there will be more. So 90 seconds, no commercials, less than 90 seconds, and then the Sports Hub Celtics show coming up right now, right here, right now.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people. People, great service since 1928.
Now it's time to talk Celtics.
Step blocked by Jaylen Brown.
This is the Sports Hub Celtics
Show. Over the shoulder pass for Al Horford for the two-hand slam.
With Gasper and Murray on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hernan Gomez moves it to Pritchard to the shot clock buzzer, misses a three. Rebound belongs to Avery Bradley. Final seconds will tick off the clock. A promising start for the Lakers here, up by 14 early, and they end up getting run off the floor, dominated in the backcourt. Picked apart methodically by the Celtics over the final three quarters. The final score, Boston 130, LA 108.
Always love beating the Lakers, right? Just feels so good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Feels so good. And you know what? There were times last night where it did not look like the Celtics were primed for a victory. That first quarter was ugly. Yep. There was very little defense. There's a run there, a little bit of a run at the beginning of that fourth quarter, too. You were like, I don't really like the way this is going.
Right.
Al Horford had a big block, and it felt like Horford, you know, was a big part of that game last night. Big block, I think it was on Davis, maybe 8-7 minutes left to play, and then the Celtics were off to the races after that. So it is the Sports Hub Celtics show. No Gasper, no Murray. You get Matt McCarthy and Leroy Irvin, and you. 617-779-0985. What's your major takeaway from that game last night?
For me, this is going to sound a little bit crazy, but my major takeaway is that I'm devastated that I wasn't able to be there in the building. I tried.
That was a good crowd.
I tried.
That was a good crowd.
And I got rejected over and over again. If you saw the crowd last...
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people. Great service since 1928.